Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. You may notice the title of today's podcast is Taste and See. What does taste and see that the Lord is good mean? Well, the psalmist writes in Psalm 34:8, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. What does it mean to taste and see that the Lord is good? It seems a little weird to taste the Lord, doesn't it? And if we're a follower of Jesus, a man or woman of faith, don't we already know that the Lord is good? Well, maybe and maybe not. Psalm 34:8, where this portion of scripture is found, is sharing a story of murderous threats, insanity, and praise for God. It's a weird and interesting mix. But perhaps the verse, not to mention our walk with Christ, has a deeper, more impactful meaning than what we see on the surface. Maybe we're meant to go a little deeper in this one. Let's investigate the meaning of the verse, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, Psalm 34:8 says. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. I want you to consider the first part of this verse, a warm hand extended in love. It's a handshake in graciousness, an invitation to draw close to the Lord, to experience his love and the goodness surrounding him. He offers protection, direction. He offers peace and forgiveness. He offers wisdom and so much more, for he is good. And taking refuge in the Lord indicates that we trust him, whether our situation or circumstances are good or bad. We run to him for the little things in life, the big ones too, and sometimes leaning on God during those hard and difficult situations are when we truly taste and see his goodness the most. When we depend on God and willingly look to our Father to meet our needs and provide direction and protection, he calls us blessed. He coats us with his favor. Some versions of the Bible also associate the words fortunate and happiness and prosperous with the word blessed. We have to stop, though, and remember who wrote Psalm 34. I mean, most people would agree that David is the author of Psalm 34, the same David, you know, that killed the bear and the lion and Goliath and King David, and a man after God's own heart. Much of the Psalms, nearly half of its chapters, in fact, are attributed to him. Our author also wrote the labels of shepherd boy, giant killer, king, and so many more things. So what's the context? David is calling for praising God in all circumstances and encourages all of us to as well. We can find assurance that he hears our prayers and that he delivers us from our troubles. The context also includes a call to fear the Lord and reassurance that his eyes are on his righteous ones. Threaded throughout is a theme that God sees and hears us and that he takes care of his righteous ones. Friend, listen. I want you to lay claim that when we taste and see that the Lord is good, we are taking on all of him and recognizing that when we taste and see that the Lord is good, every sense, every direction, every thought gives us the ability to know that he is good and we are blessed people as his children. Oh, friend, listen. Taste and see that the Lord is good this day. God bless you, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.